improve your professional values to attract more clients. Investors like Richard Lechartier are cautious and sometimes worried about trading due to the volatile market. You can often see them on their phones or check their emails to know what is going on. More often than not, I message my financial advisor to seek financial advice and knowledge, acknowledged Richard Lechartier. Hence, financial advisors need to improve their value and prove their knowledge to their clients. Richard Lechartier graduated from a French business institution before moving to the UK. He worked as a sales manager and later became a shareholder in a startup company and turned into an entrepreneur, establishing businesses in both France and UK. Programs that help you strengthen your value. Some online platforms offer financial advisory services to clients in the finance industry. Prospective clients can avail themselves of the products and services on offer and make use of them. Some of them even host online programs for financial advisors. Topics discussed in these programs include how advisors can better themselves professionally to add more value to their careers. Tips on value improvement for financial advisors. The evolution of the advisor value proposition should be recognized. A financial analyst said that this value has changed from what it was for nearly 60 years. It is not surprising to see advisors transition from stockbrokers to investment advisors. Also, non-active index investing became a thing. This caused advisors to adjust and go into industries like investment, tax, estate, and risk management. These new industries are now vital in assessing a financial advisor's value. The importance of the evolution. Evolution brings both negative and positive change. The advisor preposition evolution has brought positive changes for financial advisors. 21st century advisors have broadened their knowledge and services to improve their values. They offer a range of services from different industries. The negative impact of the evolution. For its negative impact, it has to do with payment for services rendered by financial advisors. Financial advisors these days earn less for offering more services. In those days, financial advisors give fewer services, yet the payment they get is almost the same as modern advisors. Simply put, they do more for less compensation, and this might unfortunately continue to happen. Therefore, advisors need to know where their values lie. Interview your clients to see what services they value most among your various services. Establish a relationship with your clients. A financial expert said that advisors can set themselves apart when they offer different services. These services should go beyond managing portfolios. They shouldn't forget that they are meant to uncomplicate complicated cases for their clients. For instance, they can build relationships with their clients, something robo-advisors can't offer clients. How to build relationships. The first is to simplify financial vocabulary, terms, and conditions for their clients. A modern advisor will help clients understand their finances and create a thorough, personalized plan tailored to each client. To break it down, most clients prefer to form a relationship with a physical advisor rather than a robo-advisor. They want their advisors to understand them, know their preferences, and identify their financial needs. In addition, they want their advisors to offer services that suit their needs. Know which work is low value and high value. A financial expert encouraged advisors to recognize the most useful means of delivering their services to clients. They should also question what can increase the value they offer. He added that it is vital to know which work has low and high values. He further reiterated that work with high values is more impactful. Furthermore, advisors need to devote less effort and time to unimportant activities. The advisors show